Indians take a shine to digital gold. Airtel charts 1 gigawatt data center expansion plans. DPDP rules IMAI's pushback.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Is already sparking an endorsement rush. The RCB skipper currently endorses 12 to 15 brands, with a couple more all set to be announced. That's what we're picking up, so keep an eye on that. Now, moving on to our top story, Indians' love for gold is nothing new, but it's increasingly going digital. January set a new record for digital gold sales, with purchases nearly doubling month on month to around 4,000 crore rupees. Digital gold buying through payment apps has been climbing steadily, from about 750 crore in Jan 2025 to 2,300 crore by October, helped by festive demand during Dhanteras. There was a brief pause in November because this is when markets regulator SEBI warned investors that digital gold isn't regulated by any authority in India and sales dropped by more than 50% as customers reassessed the risks. But that caution didn't last long. Driven by global uncertainty and geopolitical tensions, digital gold sales rebounded sharply, doubling in December and again in January. So what's driving this surge? Well, ease of purchase, accessibility, and fractional ownership. Customers can buy digital gold from as little as 1 rupee all the way up to rupees 2 lakh a day. So far, the industry has sold over 60,000 crore worth of digital gold, and many investors are sitting on healthy gains. Fintech platforms sell digital gold as a savings or investment product, with the underlying metal tokenized and backed by firms like MMTC, PMP, and Safegold. Customers can sell this anytime. So what's the bigger picture? Well, regulation is catching up. In response to SEBI's concerns, digital gold companies have formed a self-regulatory organization, or an SRO, to audit members and ensure every digital token is backed by physical gold. Now, moving on to our second story, from the world of gold to the world of another gold mine in the making, and we're talking about data centers. Bharti Airtel is accelerating investments in its data center business through its subsidiary Nextra, and the scale of ambition is big. Airtel plans to expand its data center capacity to 1 gigawatt over the next 3 to 4 years, up from the current 120 to 130 megawatts. So if it hits that target, Airtel's market share could jump to around 25% from roughly 12% today, as it looks to capitalize on demand from cloud providers, AI workloads, OTT platforms, and enterprises going through digital transformation. Now, speaking to analysts during the company's third quarter earnings call, Executive Vice Chairman Gopal Vittal said Airtel is committed to stepping up investments in data centers, even though he stopped short of giving precise capex numbers. The company also signaled a shift on where the money is going. So while spending on radio networks has eased after the peak of the 5G rollout, investments in homes, transport infra, and data centers are set to gather pace. Vittal noted that data centers are one area where Airtel believes it is currently underrepresented, and that investments here will step up meaningfully over the next 2 to 3 years while remaining disciplined on capital allocation. And a final story for the day, India's tech industry is formally pushing back against the government's plan to accelerate compliance timelines under the Digital Personal Data Protection Act, or DPDP. Now, the Internet and Mobile Association of India, IAMAI, which represents companies like Google, Meta, Amazon, and Apple, has written to the Ministry of Electronics and IT opposing the move. The DPDP Act came into force late last year, along with its rules. Initially, companies were given an 18-month staggered timeline to comply with key provisions. Now, the government wants to move faster. The proposal would shorten that window to 12 months, bring certain rules, including rules 15 and 23, into force immediately, and enforce rule A3 within just 3 months. IMAI says that the timeline is too tight. So in its submission, the industry body has warned that advancing the compliance schedule could cause immense business disruptions, especially for large companies that may be designated as significant data fiduciaries. The problem, IMAI argues, is the lack of clarity around how those thresholds will be defined. Without that, companies can't effectively plan or align with the enhanced compliance requirement. We'll have to wait and see how this works out, this whole tug of war on timelines between the government and the industry. But with that, it's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. We hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra Ashrikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.